You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. City leaders unveiled a list of planned police reforms today. It comes almost a month after an officer shot and killed Andre Hill, an unarmed black man, and just a day after the department released the names of applicants for its civilian review board. WOSU's Nick Evans followed the press conference today, and he joins me. Nick, remind us how today's announcements connect with Hill's death.
So there were two things that really jumped out in people's minds after the shooting. Officer Adam Coy didn't turn on his body camera. And then after the shooting, none of the officers on the scene rendered first aid. So afterward, Hill's daughter, Carissa, proposed legislation that would penalize officers who didn't turn on their camera or didn't render first aid and called it Andre's Law. City Council President Shannon Harden says they'll start work on a version of that legislation at Monday's hearing, but he acknowledges the single bill won't solve all police violence.
But it's one more step in the right direction to ensure we know what is happening on the scene based on body cam footage, and ensure that if residents are hurt, peace officers are there to render the aid. And if officers don't comply, that there can be greater accountability.
Now, accountability is really important because this actually lays the groundwork for the city pursuing criminal charges in really extreme cases of dereliction of duty. City leaders also announced $4.5 million to upgrade the camera system, including features that would make it less reliant on officers actually activating the camera, perhaps turning on when they exit the cruiser.
Police Chief Tom Quinlan also spoke today, and he mentioned an early intervention system for officers. What does that mean?
So it's a system that's meant to deliver things like counseling and other support services to officers. The subtext being that officers who are in or near crisis themselves aren't very well equipped to handle crises in the community. Quinlan described the system he wants as a sort of dashboard.
Supervisors will be able to check in on their officers from a wide array of areas that might be more predictive of an officer in need of an intervention for their wellness and for the public good.
So the data points they're looking at are the, you know, what are the kind of calls they've been going on? What were they seeing traumatic things? Have they had a recent change of address or numerous sick days? Those sorts of things.
All of this is happening as the city prepares to lay out its budget for the coming year. And in that, reconsider the structure of its policing. What did they have to say about that process?
So Council President Shannon Harden has said that developing alternatives to police response for service calls is his top priority moving forward. Mayor Ginther says, you know, they are on the same page, but that also does not mean that the police force is going to go away.
We need law enforcement. Our police officers play a very critical role. They are incredibly important to this community and the safety of our community. But we cannot continue to expect our officers to solve all of our community's problems.
Chief Quinlan actually echoed that point, noting the only thing that hasn't changed in his career is that new problems become police problems. City Council is actually holding a series of town halls on reform. There's one happening tonight at 5:30. It'll stream on the city's Facebook and YouTube channels, as well as on CTV.
WOSU's Nick Evans, thanks for your time today.
Anytime.